Morning, babe. How do you feel today? You've slept so much you missed breakfast. Well, it's kind of my fault. I knew I had to get up, make our breakfast, and then wake you up to feed you, but you looked so adorable. I couldn't help but look at your beautiful face while you slept. And you know time flies when I do that. But I'm sure you don't mind, honey. We can just skip breakfast and get straight into lunch. I'll have to be away from you for some time while I cook, but that's a sacrifice we have to make. Is anything wrong, sweetie? I feel like you have something to say to me. Come on, baby. You know you can tell me anything. Not like there's anything you can keep secret from me. Nothing? Wait, is this again about how you don't want me to feed you for food? Babe, we've talked about this enough. There's nothing wrong with me feeding you. You gotta stop with these concerns about being too needy and reliant on me. There's no such thing as that, okay, honey? Oh, it's not that? Then what is it, honey? You feel like there's something wrong with your food? I don't know what you're talking about, honey. Your food is great. I don't see how you can complain about it. Is it my cooking? You know I wasn't a good cook before I met you, but I've improved for you. I knew I shouldn't have been so complacent. Once I thought you liked my food, I stopped trying to improve. You deserve nothing but the best, so that was so uncaring of me. Honey, I promise I'll make you the best food in the world, far better than any other girl could ever make. That's not it? So, what is it, honey? Every time you seem to have a relapse on your health, it's because food tasted peculiar the day before. I don't know why that would be, honey. I was definitely not aware of that. You know I would never do something to jeopardize your health, willingly or by mistake. This is definitely an illusion, baby. You are imagining things. Yes, yes, honey. You are desperate over getting healthy. And this is why your mind is playing tricks on you. Trying to find a reason over why you keep relapsing. I understand it. I really do get it, baby, but to blame me? Your girlfriend? To blame the one person that has been by your side ever since you first fell ill? Me? Who cooks your food? Who bathes you? Who dresses you up every day? When I do it all my free time, sacrificing everything on my life for you. No, honey, I love you, but I won't let you gaslight me into thinking I did something I didn't do. Why would I even do that? Why would I willingly make sure that my boyfriend remains sick for as much time as possible? So I could spend more time nursing you. No, honey, that would be to poison you, to keep you in my care longer. It'd be totally crazy. I know I'm a little possessive and maybe a little clingy, but to accuse me of poisoning you? Wait, what's so wrong with me taking care of you? Is that it? You don't want me to take care of you anymore? That's why you're making up all these silly things. What the fuck is wrong with you? To accuse your fucking girlfriend of, like, putting some lightly poisonous mushrooms on your food? Because of what? Because you were tired of me? No, I won't calm down. Look, honey, if you want to break up with me, we can have a normal conversation about it. Like adults, you know? And tell me what I'm doing wrong, instead of trying to blame me for whatever is going on in your brain. You really mean it, baby? Are you really sorry? Oh, thank you, baby. I'll forgive you. Come here, babe. don't care that you are sick. Just come keep kissing me, okay? I forgive you, baby. It'll take some time before I get over the emotional damage you did to me, but I know it wasn't your intention. But you'll have to make it up to me. On your back, baby. I know you're tired, baby. That's not what I asked you. Get on your back. Good boy. No, I'm not angry, honey. I just need some help to get over what you did to me. How you tried to break my heart over some dumb paranoia over me poisoning you. If there's one fucking person in your life that would rather die than ever seriously harm you, it's me. Oh, that's my good boy. Look at how beautiful your cock is. Let me get it ready for my emotional relief. Thank God you're not opposing to this. It means deep down inside, you are sorry for what you did. Exactly what I expected from you, honey. To think that I would ever deceive you. Why would you ever get that idea? Just because I'm a little possessive and don't like seeing you be with bad influences. Maybe some people say it would be weird for your girlfriend to look at you while you sleep. Or for your girlfriend to put some cameras on your room to make sure you're all right while she's gone. But that's what bad people say, honey. People who will never know what it's like to love someone like I love you. Like you love me. Right, honey? Good boy. God, you're making such a mess in my face. Look how beautiful your cock is right now. All hard and bulging, covered with my juices, and yours as hard as it can be. Now time for the main event. It's all right, baby. I know you're exhausted and not fully recovered yet. I know how to be on top while being careful at the same time. Don't worry. The only thing on your mind should be thrusting as much as you can to make up for... Oh, God. For what you did to me. God, you fill me up so good. Oh, you like it, honey? You like how I feel? Tell me you love it, baby. Fuck, I love it when you say that. To think you were about to break up with me. Yes, I know you weren't really going to do it, but I was so scared, baby. Just because of a dumb idea you got. And who cares if you relapsed? What's wrong with being home all day? What's wrong with not being able to do stuff on your own? What would you do on your own that I can't do for you? What's so bad about this? This is perfect. Come on, honey. Get those dumb ideas out of your head. The need for fucking agency and personal space and freedom and oh, fuck. all that dumb stuff single people need. We don't need that. We need you together forever, loving each other. That's what we need. No, I don't have to have a psychotic breakdown every time you go out or you don't answer your phone. Now we are happy. Oh, aren't we, baby? Oh, good fucking boy. Honey, I feel like... I feel close, baby. You too, baby. Oh, I can feel it, honey. I can feel your cock trembling inside of me. Your lovely, fantastic cock. All for me. Eager to pay my fucking insides. Am I being too rough, baby? I'm sorry, I'm just... so fucking close, baby. I'm sorry. Just hang on. Just a little bit more. Just resist a little more so we can come together, baby. A little more so you can feel your crazy fucking girlfriend. That's it. I love you. Now come inside of me. Come. Baby, we really have to try this makeup sex more often. Yes, I know we didn't break up and you didn't want to break up, babe, but... Oh, just let me have some fun. You gotta admit, it was good. See? I love you too, baby. Listen, I know this has been very tough for you to stay here in your bed, barely if ever getting up and only with my help. Not leaving the house in weeks. I know it's tough. And I know it's taking so much from you to be able to go through it. And I want you to know that I really admire how you're dealing with it, baby. You're my hero, babe. I would never lie to you or try to harm you. You know that, right? Right? See? I knew you'd realize it. Oh, I love you so much, baby. All right, baby. Gotta go make food. As much as I'd love to stay in bed all day, we do gotta eat. But don't worry, I won't be away for long, honey. Oh, and by the way, honey, this time I'm gonna try some new spices I got last time I went out. So food may taste a little weird this time. Just telling you so you don't get any funny ideas. What's the spice I'm going to use? Well, do you really want to know? Good answer, baby.